ರಾಮ 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 ಸೀತಾರಾಮ ರಾಮ 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 ಸೀತಾರಾಮ ಜಯ ಜಯ ರಾಮ ಸೀತಾರಾಮ ಜಯ ಜಯ ರಾಮ ಸೀತಾರಾಮ ಜಯ ಜಯ ರಾಮ ಸೀತಾರಾಮ There are people available and who are soaked in the knowledge of the scriptures.
So what we're waiting from you, just what is then the translation of Atha Yadi Te Karmani? That statement.
Doesn't come there, Atha. Then, Atha, after that, Yadi, if, Te, for you, Tava, Karma Vishaye Vichikitsa Asti, Va, Vritta Vishaye Vichikitsa Asti, if you have any doubt regarding the performance of ritual or regarding the conduct. Vritta means conduct. Vritta Vichikitsa. If you have any doubt in term, with reference to, with regard to conduct, if you have any doubt regard to any ritual, then for any removal of any doubt, you should approach whom now? You should approach only Shastram. How you approach Shastram? There are mobile Shastrams. But who are the people? Sammarshinaha. Okay? How are you going to take Shastram as the Pramanam? This is Shastram is the Pramanam. Yet how can you understand Shastra? So to follow Shruti also, you have to follow people who are soaked in the Shruti's knowledge. So ye tatra brahmana sammarshinaha. Tatra brahmana sammarshinaha. Ye brahmanaha tatra. Tatra means with regard to all those doubts. Brahmanaha, I told you already, not karma jati brahmanaha, karma brahmanaha, but guna brahmanaha. Sammarshinaha means what now? Tamil moohiyavargal, those who are soaked in that knowledge. That means those who can guide you correctly, those who can give you appropriate guidance. How? When they tell you, when you approach them for any remove correction of any doubt or clarifying any doubt, when they give you, they clear your doubts, their clearance or clearing of the doubts is not in keeping with their ragadveshas. Okay, but in keeping with Shastra's teaching, they know how to interpret the Shastra teaching for to suit that context. How should I see? Even last class I told you, when some constitution is written by some well-wishers of society, and which has been agreed, accepted by the government, and which has been being followed. Suppose those people die, people who write the constitutions die, and they still hold on to the same constitution. It is not overnight, you cannot change the constitution also. But then when a new situation arises in society, and with regard to people, when something has to be done, the people, the government have to refer to the constitution and to do the needful at present. When they read it, and the present situation which you are going through now, the recession, etc., in this century, here, now, they would not have thought of it. Exactly the same situation would not have been written earlier, like a horoscope, how people predict horoscopes. No. But that, what is the vision? What is the vision of the constitution? What exactly is implied in their words of constitution? What exactly they have foreseen in their constitution? And that must be interpreted correctly, to handle the present situation. And the one who has to interpret that old constitution, isn't it? Thereby to find a solution for the present problem in the old constitution, one must have thorough knowledge. Language, the particular, not just the language alone, the things which go with that area, discipline. Isn't it? For example, when there was a multi-faith conference in Germany, in Netherlands, and they wanted all the religious heads to sign a given thing, given constitution. And to sign that, Swamiji was asked to come as representing Hinduism. And then many people came, like many other big religious heads from different places. And then before the religious heads went for signing, they all had to go one day. And before they all went for signing, even the constitution was written, everything was ready, and they asked representatives of the heads to come there to read and understand, to express their agreements or disagreement or change. And they want one person to come representing each religious head. Representatives were expected to stay for 2-3 days to read, to talk to, and all that. But the actual people, leaders, were asked to come only one day to sign. Then I asked Swamiji, they want some representative to come before 1 month and to read the whole thing, and then afterwards they expect you to come. Swamiji said, "You are a Swamini like me, you don't go." And he said, "We'll send somebody from Bangalore," a grihastha he sent, and who was a professor of, head of the Department of Management Sciences, from Indian Institute of Management, Chennai, sorry, Bangalore. Because the legal language, lots of things we need to know to correctly understand what is there, whether it's okay. Isn't it? And what it means. Everything correctly, because before you had to do it, later on that constitution will maybe interpreted tomorrow. Then tomorrow it should not give room for wrong interpretation. That means whatever our vision must be, our intention, what we see beforehand, what this constitution should do for the future generation, which humanity, should be very clearly expressed now. And he said, "We don't go, we'll send somebody." And he sent somebody from there, because that person is studied law, and he knows all, lots of things, he's qualified in that area. And he was sent there. And he said, and Swamiji said, again, no, he said no to certain things. They corrected. And he said, only if it is corrected, he will come for signing. Otherwise, they will not. And they changed certain things, and then he agreed, he came. Now, why I am saying here, always, when the way of life, is already beautifully presented, it should help, even though all the situations and all the problems are not discussed and answers, solutions are given there, whatever teaching is given there, that vision must be there, that should help to handle any problem later on. That means the vision will be very clear, isn't it? That must be correctly interpreted. That is why that interpretation, the method of interpretation, is naturally inbuilt, I said, in the teaching. And then these sammarshinaha, those who are soaked in that knowledge, sammarshinaha, brahmanaha, and then see the qualifications of those people. How do you, don't go take by the Veda book and study and then interpret it. Isn't it? Yuktaha. Yuktaha, and those who, whose lifestyles just abide in the Vedic vision. Yuktaha. Ayuktaha. Impartial people. Highly, totally impartial. Ayuktaha. Alukshaha. Highly empathetic people. Alukshaha means non-cruel. Akrura matayaha. Shankara says, na krura matayaha. Lukshaha means krura matayaha. Very cunning and cruel minded. But alukshaha means highly empathetic, non-cruel people. Alukshaha. Then dharma kamaha. Dharma kamaha means what now? Artha kama na artha kama pradhanaha, but dharma moksha pradhanaha. Those who are given to the dharma and moksha, for whom, what is the priority, what is important for them, most important for them, dharma moksha. Everybody's happiness, everybody's dharma is more important for them. Somehow, let my country become rich somehow. I want my country to be prosperous. I want my people to be prosperous. I want them to be prosperous and comfortable, but definitely not at the cost of dharma. I want my people to be more righteous. But if they can become prosperous only by following adharma, we will say no. I want our people to be prosperous. We want our people to be and to have pleasures in life. We want them to be happy. But at the same time, whatever they want to have must be in conformity with dharma. But dharma ka masyuhu, not at the cost of dharma. See, prosperity, isn't it? Prosperity, the scientific advancements, technological advancements, and that and this, everything must be what now? Based on dharma. You're going against dharma alone, I can improve my, defense system. Isn't it? No. Dharma kamasyuhu. Dharma kamasyuhu, because they know the entire humanity, the ultimate is moksha, isn't it? Therefore, keeping that in mind, emphasizing dharma, not compromising dharma for anything else, those who live, the shastram, they are dharma kamaha. Alukshaha, dharma kamaha, yuktaha, ayuktaha, samarshinaha, they are all qualifications for brahmanaha. Who are brahmanaha? Those who are soaked in shastra saram. Why should they, why Upanishad is talking about them? If we have any doubt, we should always follow Shruti and Smriti. And even Shruti and Smriti also, how can you follow? Only from the people who know Shruti and Smriti. Without knowing what we are, there is always a pressure on every one of us to justify how one is right. Because it's a natural psychological problem. I can never accept myself being looked down upon, looked upon as wrong. And then not only that, before other person tries to say something, also I try, a buddhi is capable of getting all, presenting all arguments to justify how I am right. It is not one person, it's a common human problem. All of us try to defend ourselves, to justify. There's a problem. But when you justify, you have all the right to justify, to defend yourself, provided if what you say is in keeping with dharma, in keeping with Shastra's teaching. Okay? Especially the dharma question comes now. The question of dharma comes. Should I look after my daughter who's coming from Australia? My son-in-law is coming once in a while and he likes to eat meat. I am a pure vegetarian. Amma asked me now. I never cook non-vegetarian food in my house. Should I look after them or not? There's no question. Okay? When they have to, you said, now emotionally entangled, such a raga dvesha. Understand? Sometimes you can be nice to them, smiling, you can tell them, please eat outside. I'm not asking you not to eat. Please eat outside. But if you feel, no, my child, I want that's your attachment, please go ahead with that. There's no dharma for life. Now, nobody can say you're wrong. It is, I'm only just saying, what is right? What is wrong? Isn't it? So, now why I'm saying? So he says, alukshaha dharma kamaha syuhu. That means, whatever they decide, not this even, not simply they decide, okay? I am superior, I am deciding, you have to listen. No, not that way. 100% they're interested in your well-being. Okay? Therefore, when they tell you something also, their interpretation, their teaching, their advice is 100% not governed by their personal likes and dislikes. That is very important thing. If sometimes I judge, you know, the chief justice anywhere, oh, the person has come to the proper place, you know, court, he's known to me, you know, my brother-in-law's son. There's no such thing. Once you sit there as a chief justice, what the law says, he has the punishment or whatever should be the judgment regarding a given problem, the penal, isn't it? That must be based on not, even though in the heart, I really, my brother-in-law's son, I had to somehow help him find some law in the book, all the law pages I search, and which you know, under which act I can somehow release him. I can do all those things. But when I cannot, in keeping with the law book, whatever he has done is absolutely wrong. He cannot escape means my raga is to release him. You know, but law says he needs punishment. What should be the judgment? Punishment. This person has come who is now the fellow who cheated me long ago, whose grandfather cheated me, my grandfather. And we have been, you know, rivalries for many generations in the village. And now I am a chief justice, the time has come. Now he has come to the court. Now let me do. No. He has lots of hatred. Let me take care of that vengeance. No. He may be number one, you know, they might have troubled you for the whole life. They must have harassed you for the whole life. They must have been, you know, but still when he comes as a righteous person, whether you like the person or not, your judgment is not based on your raga dvesha, but based on what the law book says. He needs to be released, even if his enemy is son. Why I'm saying like this, the samvarshinaha brahmanaha alukshaha dharmakamaha syuhu those people are, their teaching, their advice, completely not governed by their personal likes and dislikes, but governed by their Vedic Shastra's vision. Okay, this way. Ye tatra brahmanaha, samrishnaha, alukshaha, dharmakamaha syuhu. We have to take, they are the people who represent Shruti, and we have to take their advice. Now, what should you do now? You have to follow them. And how they handle the situations, how they live their lives, how, suppose in a given situation, how they would have done, like that, you also should follow them and do that. Yatha te tatra varteran, yatha te tatra varteran, tatha tatra varteta. So, how they are, they would have advised, accordingly may you be. Yatha te bhavanti, tata tomapi bhava. That's the meaning. Just now, how they handle those situations, the same way you also do. It means what? In keeping with their advice. அவர்கள் எப்படி நடந்து கொள்கிறார்களோ அதே மாதிரி நீயும் நடந்து கொள். The problem is we are very skeptical about everybody in the world. That is why because we doubt people, we are skeptical, we cannot trust. How do you know? No, that is why it is very important for people to live in that know them also. Isn't it? Now the problems are different anyway. Athabhya akhyateshu, athabhya akhyateshu. Now the question comes. Atha abhyakhyateshu, abhyakhyataha. Say that now. Abhyakhyataha, abhyakhyataha. Abhyakhyataha. Abhyakhyataha means the people who are non-righteous, the non-righteous people, unethical people. Suppose the problem comes, we are living in the society and life is interdependence. And we have to maintain very good relationship with everybody in the society. We cannot have enmity with anybody in the society. Uddan Vottuvaal. We have all these lessons. You know, be a Roman when you are in Rome. We say all those things. Because we have to, what now? Follow, we have to be, we have to swim with the flow. We say all these things because it is very important to maintain good relationship with everybody in the society. We don't want to earn any don't want to have any friction anywhere with anybody because you feel very secure. That situations, we happen to know some people, we happen to get to know, we happen to become friends of some people, one or two people, a few people, one person, who is not righteous. And somehow that person is coming to your house, or you go to their house, and then we get closer, you know, especially in India, I tell you. And then you all the time sit in the front, and they come here, and they eat here, you go there, and you... Too much of socialism, I tell you, too much. It's very important to socialize, but life becomes socialism, okay, socialization all the time. And then you get, but then slowly come to know, this person is highly corrupt. And given to lots of problems. And then he is, somehow many people know that he is 100% non-righteous, not right, highly unethical. Somehow he makes money, don't know what all the shortcuts he is using. And he also goes to temple and then he also gives donations to temples. But all adharma one side. But also participates. And you come to know all these things. And as you have prick here, my God, I know what all he's doing. And then he is acting like a good person. Other side, people who do not know the other side, they see he is highly religious and ethical. And other side, we know how this person is. My God, I know all that his personal life now. How he is living, how he is making his money, how unethical he is. But unfortunately, he happens to be my best friend also. Not best friend. Some whole society, I am known as his best friend. He is known as my best friend. Now, what should I do? As soon as I come to know, immediately, come on, I don't want to be friend of you anymore. You don't come to my house anymore. How can you say that? Because he still has a lot of good people, you know, and it's not that easy for you to go and talk to other good people about him, isn't it? To have their support for you also. See, confusion comes. What should you do? How we should deal with that person? How we should maintain relationship with that person? Isn't it? Shastram says, you see the you see the Brahmanaha. Who are Brahmanaha? Guna Brahmanaha. Who are the Guna Brahmanaha? Samarshinaha. Those are soaked in this Shastra Jnanam. Soaked means how soaked they are. Alukshaha, Dharmakamaha. Highly empathetic. That means whose conscience has become Shastra. See, they are soaked in Shastra vision so much that their very conscience has become Shastram. Yade manasakshye Shastram aircha. Understand? If you are not soaked in Shastram, you also, no, why should I not go by my conscience? What my conscience says? You can go by your conscience if your conscience is Shastram. It is soaked in Shastram. Now your conscience is governed by what? Your ragadveshas. Ragadvesha soaked conscience, isn't it? Cannot be right in handling situations. Shastram soaked conscience can be right in handling situations. With her conscience. So these Samarshinaha means they are so soaked in understanding that their conscience is now, what now? Shastram only. There is no raga, dvesha at all for them. Isn't it? You do, sometimes we say we have to go by our conscience. We do say because we get confused. Why? One person says one thing, this radiologist says something, that radiologist says something, and he says something, Indian doctor says something, local doctor says something. Who should I follow? Go by your conscience. It's difficult, isn't it? You can't go by your conscience also because you do not know anything. Especially those of the, at least you can trust one of the doctors and you can follow him. But here, these people, Samarshinaha means the Shastra Jnanatil Muhi Avarhal, those are completely free from Ragadveshas means their conscience is Shastra. Such people, you know, you follow them. See what they are doing. How they deal, they know. How they handle this person. How they deal with this person. We never try to go and advise elders. This faith in the person means, I just listen. Why that person is doing what he is doing. Sometimes we get angry. You know that. Look at this. He is such a crooked fellow. And this person is treating him nicely. Because you don't see the wide vision of the person. We get angry also. So that is why it's all problems. How they treat them, how they handle them, how how their mental relationship with such people, abhyakyateshu. Atha abhyakyateshu, yatha te tatra varteran. How they are with those people. You follow them, may you also be the same way, how they are with such people. Is it clear now? Atha bhyakhyateshu, atha bhyakhyateshu, with reference to the unethical, non-righteous people, when we have to handle situations, we deal with such people, what we should do? Yetatra brahmana sammarshinaha. Brahmana sammarshinaha. Those who, again I don't need to explain now. Those who are brahmana sammarshinaha. And who are they? Yukta ayuktaha. Yukta ayuktaha. Aluksha dharma kamasyuhu. Aluksha dharma kamasyuhu. Again the qualifications of the person is repeated. Okay? Aluksha dharma kamaha yuktaha ayuktaha. Impartial, highly given to dharma and moksha. And who are highly empathetic and non-cruel people. And who are soaked in shastram, whose conscience is shastram.
Yathate, teshu varteran,
yathate, teshu varteran. Just as those people are there with them. It means what? Just as those people handle those them. Yathate, teshu varteran. Avargal, அவர்களிடத்தில் எப்படி நடந்து கொள்கிறார்களோ how these wise people handle those people, treat those people, how they are with them, tatha, in the same way, teshu varte thaha, may you be with those people, how wise people are with them. May you be with those people, this abhyakyataha, how the wise people are with them. Don't make any comments. I'm not following because they are not following. I'm very close because they are also good to them. Don't say it out. Just follow what others they do with them. See, this teaching will suit for any century.
Yatha te teshu varteran. Yatha te teshu varteran. Tatha teshu vartetaha. Tatha teshu vartetaha.
Yatha, just as te, those people, Mahatmas, teshu, in those abhyakya teshu, varteran, how they are, tatha, the same way, teshu, with those people, vartetaha, may you be. May you be the same with those unethical people of improper lives, how the otherwise people are with them. Okay, and who are they? They are Shastram. They are Shastram. They are Shruti.
Yesha Adeshaha. Yesha Adeshaha.
Now, Satyam Vada Dharmam Chara onwards. Till here, what now? This is a cap, Dharma Shastra given in a capsule form. What you should do? Take Dharma Shastra capsule. Gone. So now you all got what now? Capsule Dharma Shastra. It is not difficult to
swallow.
Yeah. Doctor says it's not difficult to swallow. So all of you have to take this Dharma Shastra capsule and put it in your mouth and drink some water, gulp it. And he says what now? Yesha Adeshaha. Yesha Adeshaha. Yeshaha. This teaching is the commandment. This is the command of the Veda. Order of the Veda. Okay? This commandment, this is. Why it is commandment? Because if you follow, you can escape the punishment of samsara jail. You can escape the imprisonment of samsara. Nobody is going to ask you to do anything. If you follow, you can escape the imprisonment of samsara. If you do not follow, you can happily, what now? Janganyamanaha, Taimundakopanishad says, isn't it? You can come back again and again and again and again, suffer samsara. People don't think samsara, I mean, they still do not understand. Even to understand what samsara is, one needs maturity. And only then you can think, oh my God, I don't want to. People don't like the idea of not being born again. Okay. Yesha Adeshaha. Yesha Adeshaha. This is the commandment. That means you have to follow. No choice of following dharma. If you follow dharma, you can escape samsara. Otherwise, you have to accept the punishment of samsara. Then, Yesha Upadeshaha, Yesha Upadeshaha. This is the teaching. This is the way of life. Yesha Vedopanishat, Yesha Vedopanishat, Yesha Veda Upanishat. Upanishat in this sentence means Saraha, essence. This is the essence of the Dharma Shastra. Vedopanishad means it is the essence of the Dharma Shastra. Then, Yetadanushasanam, Yetadanushasanam. Again, Anushasanam also means what now? It is, again, command. It is Adeshaha. Anushasanam means the same. Anushasanam means it is a rule. It's a compulsorily, it has to be followed. Anushasanam. Etad Anushasanam. Yeshaha Upadeshaha. Yeshaha Adeshaha. This is the teaching. This is the commandment. This is something to be followed without questioning. Why? Because if you do not follow, you will be punished. The punishment will be samsara. Yevamupasitavyam. Evam upasitavyam. Evam upasitavyam. In this way, it has to be followed. Evam, in this manner. Which manner? The manner it has been explained earlier, above. Upasitavyam, this teaching has to be followed. This teaching has to be followed as said above.
Yevam ucha yetad upasyam. It's all for emphasis. Yevam, in this manner, ucha. U and cha for emphasis. Cha and yetad, this upasyam. Upasyam means again, this has to be strictly followed. This has to be followed in this manner. This indeed has to be followed. Upasyam, upasitavyam. Affixes are different, meaning is the same. Okay? With this, 11th anuvakaha is over. And I'm going to complete the following one. It is not difficult. Know why? The Uttara Shanti Pataha, which forms the... Look, I'm waiting for next valli to start. So this is the last, the 12th anuvakaha of this section, presents the Shanti Pataha again. And the meaning of the Shanti Pataha is the same, but the verbs are presented in past tense. The first Shanti Mantra, the verbs are all in present tense. And here the verbs are all used in past tense. But the second Shanti Mantra is presented as an expression of gratitude to Bhagavan. Why gratitude? In the first Shanti Mantra, he prayed and his prayer is fulfilled. Therefore, now he expresses his gratitude by doing the Shanti Pataha again. Okay?
Shanno Mitra Shambarunaha. Shanno Mitra Shambarunaha.
May Mitra Devata was very, very auspicious to us. Varuna Devata also blessed us with auspiciousness.
Shanno Bhavatvaryama.
Shanno Bhavatvaryama.
Aryama Devata also blessed us with auspiciousness.
Shanna Indra Brihaspatihi. Shanna Indra Brihaspatihi.
Again, Indra Devata, Brihaspati Devata, all the Devatas, what now? Blessed us with auspiciousness. How do you know? Because we have experienced the grace. Grace, in what form have you experienced the grace? The grace alone helped us what? Grace is an unseen, invisible force. Bhagavan's anugraha is what? Invisible, unseen force with which alone you can handle, fight against, overcome the invisible prarabdha. Whatever is the invisible things are there. We do not know what we have in store, isn't it? So all the obstacles, any obstacle in any accomplishment is what? Your invisible obstacle. Isn't it? We do not know why it is there. And those obstacles caused by unseen papam. Isn't it? Unseen. We don't know the cause. It has to be handled what now? Only with strength. How? What is strength here? For which you need grace. The grace also what? Invisible force. The grace which is invisible force you invoke, you get only by prayer. That is why you began your Shanti Mantra prayer. Shanno Mitra Shambarunaha. You invoke the grace of Bhagavan among all the Devatas. Jnana Indriya Devatas, Karma Indriya Devatas, Prana Devatas, invoke the grace of all the Devatas. Thereby, you had the grace, and how do you know you had the grace? The very fact that you were able to study the Shastra. We have not completed. Taittiriya Upanishad presents to some students, okay? And they are very thankful to Bhagavan. Oh God, I prayed to you and you blessed us. You have really, you showered your grace upon us, and because of which we could study. We could attend the classes without any obstacles. And our teacher also could come and teach us without any obstacles. It's all because of your grace. So thanks to you. How do they say that now? So he says, Namo Shanno Vishnururukramaha. Shanno Vishnururukramaha. Same meaning for all the mantras. Namo Brahmane. Namo Brahmane. Namaste Vayo. Namaste Vayo. Twameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi.
Twameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi.
Twameva Pratyaksham Brahmavadisham.
Twameva Pratyaksham Brahmavadisham.
See, Twameva Pratyaksham Brahma Avadisham. Vadishyami, future tense. Avadisham, past tense. Ritamavadisham,
Ritamavadisham.
Okay, you were, what now? I said, you were Ritam. You prove. Satyamavadisham,
Satyamavadisham.
Avadisham is a past tense verb of Vadishyami, Vadami.
Tanmamavit. Tanmamavit.
Then avatu means may you protect, imperative request. But avit, you protected. Tad mam avit. That Lord in the form of devatas protected. Avit. Again past tense. How do you know that we have been protected? We have studied. At least Shravanam has taken place. That itself, what now? Because of abundance of grace. The Shastra Shravanam Kartum, no, it's not that easy. One should have punyam. Yes, Tadvaktaramavit.
Tadvaktaramavit.
Your grace protected me. You protected me. You protected my teacher also. Avinmam.
Avinmam.
I'm not simply saying you protected, you did protect. You had protected me. You protected, oh Lord, you did protect me. What else I want? Once I have Shravanam has taken place, you have protected.
Avid. Avid. Vaktaram. Vaktaram.
Okay, you protected me, protected my teacher also, because it is the grace. It is Bhagavan's grace invoked by my prayer alone has helped for the learning to take place, the teaching to happen. I could hear, the teacher could speak, I could learn, the teaching happened. Shravanam itself, because Shravanam is the first step for you to enter into the next step of Mananam. Mananam and Nididhyasanam will be effortlessly happening if there is Mananam. And the Mananam should be preceded by Shravanam. The Shravanam, if we take care, Mananam and Nididhyasanam we will be taken care of. The Shravanam is the thing, because there is nothing like knowledge which can protect us. The absolute protection is Jnanam. What is it which can protect me? Whenever we say protection, 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 we all the time we seek protection only. All the time if we seek protection, we seek freedom from security, insecurity. There's no, it is, protection is Jnanam. Knowledge alone is protection. Knowledge is freedom. It is clarity which is protection. All our sense of being unprotected is our ignorance and lack of clarity only. Where is the protection? Padagapu. Where is the protection? There is no protection other than Jnanam, other than Bhagavan. Isn't it? Therefore, he says, you protected me. How? With this. How protected? Bhagavan has protected me. How? In the form of blessing me with what? Shravana Jnanam. The Shravana Jnanam itself is what now? My protection. I found a protection. For that Shravana Jnanam to happen, the teaching should happen, for which you ward off all the obstacles and you help us to have this. Okay?
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Now the question might come, why again Shanti Shanti Shanti? Why should we say again ward off obstacles again? Okay, the obstacles were warded, so the Shravanam could take place. Now yet to do what now? Shravanam is not complete, isn't it? Shravanam is complete, but the still the vision is not there. For which again there should not be any obstacles in mananam and vidhyasanam also. For which the student now again says, Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. To ward off the obstacles which might be there again in mana nididhyasanam, he says again Shantihi three times. So the students of Taittiriya Upanishad, who were students, they say that we have to do what now? We should not say past tense. We should do present tense verbs. Okay? We should do what now? Yeah. So with this, Taittiriya Upanishad, Shikshavalli is over. So Dharma Shastra part of the Upanishad is over. Now actual Upanishadic teaching part of the Upanishad, which will begin next class. And next class, those mantras I want you to memorize. Taittiriya Brahmandavalli mantras you are memorizing along with me in the class. You are going to learn the mantras, meanings, explanations, everything should be in your thing. Swamiji says, not tip of your fingers, tip of your tongue. Kantasthi, kantastham syat. Oh, not bad. I'm very punctual today. I am punctual. I don't know what is punctuality, okay? This is one thing.
Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.